Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34th of the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Jack Aldrich back on the show. Jack is a 14-year member of our Brain Trust in his 15th year now with us. He's a renowned globalist futurist. He's been sharing his insights with us, his foresight with us now for all these years. He's the author of Foresight 2020, also Jump the Curve, also The Next Big Thing. This is one of my favorite books in my entire library. It's The Next Big Thing is really small. He's the one, Jack's the one who introduced us to nanotechnology a few years ago. I've used the things you taught us many times. In fact, in the first paragraph of my new book, The Third Ingredient, there's a reference to nanotechnology because of you. And so you'll forgive me for not sticking your name in there. Anyway, welcome back to the show.
That's quite all right. Always good to be there, Jim. Yeah. Always good to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you here. So one of the reasons you're here today is you want to help me help my audience become more effective CEOs. And one of the ways they can do that is by thinking like a futurist, right?
That is right. That, as Charles Kettering once said, we should all be thinking about the future because we're all going to be spending the rest of our lives there.
Right.
If you really think about your day, most of us spend our time just thinking about what we have to do today. And I get that, but as a leader, it is absolutely imperative that I have what I call a closed door policy. For, 49 hours of the week, keep your door open, listen to employees, but at least 1 hour a week. And I know most entrepreneurs and business people are working more than 50 hours a week. Just close your door and read, think, and reflect in a strategic sense. Where is the world going tomorrow? How is technology going to change your business model, your customers? What are the new opportunities? What are the new threats? Too many people think that thinking is just a lazy activity. It is not. Mm-hmm. It is the most important thing that business leaders can and must be doing.
And earlier in the hour when I told them you were going to join us, Jack, I reminded them that a futurist, I don't know any futurists who aren't smart. But they're not necessarily smarter than any of the rest of us. It's just that a futurist is someone who reads a lot, who pays attention, who's curious, and who connects dots. You take data points from different sources and start connecting dots, and all of a sudden the numbers start lining up, and you're able to say, hey, I think I can forecast that. What do you think?
Yeah, that's right. And this is why I think, I heard you earlier saying that the millennials don't study enough history, and I think that's right.
They admit that.
And
they admit that. That's not me maligning them. They admit that.
But one of the reasons I read so much history is because it helps me connect the dots to the future. There's a wonderful book called Thinking in Time, and it talks about leaders who, because they understand history, they can connect dots. It's not that history repeats itself, but as Mark Twain once said, history does rhyme, and you can pick up on these rhymes. And one of the rhymes I recently picked up on, there's this fascinating picture of New York City in the year 1903. The streets, every vehicle in the streets are horse-powered. 10 years later, a picture of the exact same street, all automobiles. I mean, it's just this powerful picture of change. And I use that with my audiences to say, in the next decade, you're going to see a lot of change, and you're in the horse industry. And I don't care if I'm talking the insurance industry, healthcare, manufacturer. We are living in the era of change, and you better prepare for it and take time to think
well,
about
that's,
it.
That's right. I was talking to an audience a lot long ago, and I said, "Tim, what do you think about the future of automobiles?" And they said electric and driverless and renting, leasing cars, not owning, and different things like that. And I said, those are all excellent answers. But I said, what if the future of cars is no cars? You know?
Right.
I mean, you got to think about that. And another thing, talking about things happening in the future that happened in the past, you're talking about reading history books. Charles McKay's book, Extraordinary Popular Delusions and the Madness of Crowds, he recounts the tulipomania from the 16th century in Holland, which looks almost exactly like the dot-com bubble of the 1999 and 2000. That's how you learn about these things, folks. Human beings are prone to repeat what they've done in the past, even if it was horrible. Right back with our good friend Jack Aldrich. We're going to help you think like the future. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.